Rebbe Yitzchak of Berdichev was one of the great Hasidic rabbis. And once, in the market, he saw a bunch of the people in his congregation who were standing around discussing a business deal. So he went up to them, and he started to talk about the parsha of the Torah from that week. And they said, Rabbi, all due respect, can't you see we're talking business here? And he said, well, my mistake. I just thought because you talk business in the synagogue, I could talk Torah in the marketplace. The funny thing is that those of you who know that on the week we read the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, know that the reason the reading was set for Monday and Thursday is because those were market days. Which meant on those 2 days, everybody went and they gathered whatever food and goods they needed for the week. So I have this fantasy of standing in Trader Joe's. And as people walk in, I tell them about Rivka, because that's this week's Parsha, and how she helped water Eliezer's camels. I don't think I would stay there for very long. But you get the idea, which is that for our tradition, the artificial separation of these walls was not real. It wasn't as though you had your religious life in one place and then the rest of your life in another. The Torah was pervasive. It touched everything in your life. You know, we say it every morning in the Shema, when you sit in your place, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up, these words are supposed to accompany you. The stories are supposed to be a part of what you think about. And we all carry many stories in our heads. Every now and then someone will say to me, how do you remember all those books and all those stories? And I tell them, they remember as many stories as I do. If you think about all the stories you know about your family, about your parents, your kids, your siblings, you know thousands and thousands and thousands of stories. And they accompany you throughout your life. And they determine how you act. And that was the aim of the tradition. It was that these stories would sink into our souls. And so when we went even into the market, we would remember what it is that Rivka did when she saw someone in the public square who needed help. It's true that we have been called the people of the book. But it is at least as accurate to say we are the people of the stories. Because that's how we live. In the Jewish tradition, there is no perfect life. No Jewish parent ever said to their kid, you should grow up and be like Moses. Instead, there are 1,000 stories, 1,000,000 words that illuminate our way. And we study them over and over and over again because each time they yield a deeper understanding of who we are and who we might be. So this morning we study the story of Rivka in the public square. And we realize that generosity and kindness in the world at large, that's Torah. And we learn the story of Sarah, who at her death is described as full of life, Chaye Sarah, and we realize that every moment of our life, where we are awake, is a prayer to God. In every moment of our life where we're not paying attention, where we let life slip by unnoticed, where even though we're walking, we're asleep, every moment of our life is a disdaining of God's gift if we don't appreciate it. In other words, we live by our stories. They are our food. The rabbis say, Ein kamach, ein Torah. That if you don't have the means to live, if you don't have the basic necessities, then you can't live a life of Torah. But they also make the analogy of kamach and Torah. That is, the Torah is itself a food. It is a nourishment of the soul. And in every moment in our lives, not just sitting in a synagogue, not just a few hours on this or that day, but every moment, we walk with our ancestors as we walk with our children. And when we're in the market, Rivka is there. And when we ponder the faith of our children after us, Sarah and Abraham, they're there beside us. And when we wonder what our leaders should be, there's David and Solomon and Deborah. And when we think about whether we could change our lives, there is Ruth. At each moment, the Torah feeds ourselves and our souls. We need only read it, live it, understand that as it was handed to us, through our teachings and through our lives, we hand it to all the generations to come, who stand there, born and unborn, waiting for our story.